This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the phone with us, David, we are, yep, are talking to Sarah Miles, who is an author of a new book called The Wolf Hour. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
And how is it in downtown St Kilda?
Downtown St Kilda is it's all things today because, you know, we sort of had a sunny morning, a little bit of a walk along the Esplanade, and then we've just had a huge big dump of rain again, so it's sort of doing everything.
Yeah, well, it's actually raining in the city too. I just looked out the window up Bourke Street and it's raining here as well. But then again, we're right next to St Kilda anyway. Now listen, Sarah, you're an author and but where did the interest come from? You know, where did it all start from? Were you a little kid that would be writing stories, or did it come much later?
I think it actually came much later. I've always been fascinated by stories and storytelling. But I think I grew up in a culture that was sort of, you know, writers were sort of well and truly, you know, something that was outside of that. You know, I grew up in Dandenong and, you know, I had sort of quite a strict Catholic upbringing, which was sort of something that I sort of began to question when I was quite young. But the thing that I remember from it is that there was marvellous rituals, marvellous music and marvellous storytelling.
Yep.
And those sort of things, you know, that was sort of the beginning of it. But I've had quite a long trajectory, really, because, you know, I went and I did nursing and I travelled a lot and had three kids and, you know, so my life sort of, you know, really, you know, was always drawn to reading very much. I'm a huge reader and storytelling. And then I went to uni and I was going to be a literary critic, which I sort of done.
Okay, so did you do that after you had a family? Yeah.
Yeah. So while they were sort of young, I was at uni and really interested in literature. So I was sort of interested in women's studies and Australian literature and that sort of just, you know, I loved it. And I thought, well, this would be great because, you know, although nursing was really a very fulfilling and enjoyable profession, there was sort of something else that I wanted to sort of explore.
Yep.
So I thought, well, I'd go into that. And then, I don't know, I remember it was sort of a little bit, you know, as things went on. And I sort of thought, you know, it's one thing to look at a work of art and to begin to unpack it in certain ways and to discuss it. But what is it like to start from the beginning and build up?
Because
my job there, you know, I'd sort of started from the complete work and you look at how it's formed. What is it like? And that sort of really took me on a whole other journey, and so then I began writing, and that's been sort of a huge passion, and it's a little addictive as well.
But it's such a Sarah, it's such a hard road. One, getting a publisher to publish, and a lot of people are self-publishing as well these days. But you know, like, and it's all the editing that has to be done, and you know, like, how do you cope when an editor gets their hands on your work that you've put all your blood, sweat, and tears in, and then they say slash this and slash that, and
it's a really sort of involved process. At its very best, it's a fantastic conversation. So I do a little bit of editing as well myself for others,
okay,
and manuscript assessment. So there's that part of your brain that can sort of step away and work. But when it's your own, very close to it, and it sort of comes back, and you sort of think, there's another point of view here, or there's another, you know. But I think it actually falls into a couple of different categories. You know, when you've worked on a piece for so long, you know it really well,
and then
it gets into the editor's hands. And when it goes to a publishing house, it often goes through two stages. The first is a structural edit, so that's big picture stuff. And then the second time, it's more on the line, so it's the poetry and the fine tuning.
Yep.
And when you get the feedback, for me, there's this sort of first stage of, you know, somebody might point out things and you think, oh, yeah, of course, you know, what a gap.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of something to correct.
Okay.
And then other things you sort of think, and you do this sort of volleying with it. And then there are other aspects that you just think, no, that's the voice for this particular book, or that's there because of such and such, and you know it in your bones that it's okay. So you kind of all those sorts of things. But ultimately, it's a very rewarding process because, you know, you've spent a long time creating something, yep. and then it's finding an audience and it's finding a response from that audience.
And the story, you know, how hard is it to come up with this? How many books have you had published?
So I've had two published, yep. and I'm deep into my third. I'm sort of probably many drafts into it, so it's sort of really in its sort of final, yep. Preparation stage.
Do the stories come easy for you? You know, like, do you go out, you know, when does the little light go off and go, oh, that could be a good story, and then you develop it, or is it a little bit more of a thought process that you go through?
It's a thought process. But again, I think there are a couple of things that happen. So, you know, I often begin with a small story and a character because character's crucial. You know,
yes.
if you've got a story and you put, character A into it, they'll do something very different to what character B would do. So your character is integral to the way the story will then unfold. And the other thing that I really like is when stories intersect. So I think then you get a real sort of momentum and a bit of a tension and a drama, particularly if you've got two story.
Yep.
So in both my published novels, they are stories where you get these sort of divergent characters intersecting and then there's a drama that unfolds,
yep.
Which is partly character-based but also situational too. So, and it's sort of like, you know, moving pieces around on a chessboard to get that until it feels right. And, you know, I often feel that it can be a bit sort of spongy at first, but then each draft you sort of, you know, the story starts to get more and more into its own groove, I guess, and feels firmer under feet.
Sarah, I was going to say, what you just said about the characters, that's an interesting, because I mean, I never would have thought of that's the way. Is that how most authors or work in, is develop a character and then build a story around it, or is that just one method of developing
a novel? Yeah, I think it's probably one method, and it also perhaps is, you know, some different genres. So the thriller crime story is more plot-driven generally,
okay.
as a general rule, although there's some great characters in thrillers and in crime novels. But you're working really with the machinations of the story.
Mm.
And then something that's sort of got a bit more of a sort of a sort of a more restive kind of tone is often more internal and character driven, but they do sort of really cross over. So I sort of, you know, I get to know my characters really, really well. In the end, I would know what toothpaste they use, although that might never be
okay. So you've created them, and that you actually really believe that they exist.
Oh, I do. In a sense. I mean, I know they're fiction.
Of course.
And I know that I'm moving them around.
Yep.
But they sort of go on. And even though I might be finished with the story as such when I've finished a book, those characters, the sensibilities of them still go on. And funnily enough, because you're sort of working in this world all the time, I might be on the street.
Yep.
I might be down walking along the esplanade at St Kilda and think, there's Stephen, or there's Tessa.
But Sarah, myself as a reader, I get myself so involved when I'm reading a book that I live the book.
Yeah.
I really live the book.
Fabulous.
I know that feeling because I really, you know, do live those characters.
And I suppose the way you develop a character helps in that process, I think.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
Now tell us about Wolf Owl, which is your latest book. What's that one about?
Well, it's a family drama, really, set in Uganda. So I sort of had a character who goes there, and she's quite, you know, book smart, but naive. and she's working with child soldiers there, and she gets into a situation where there's a kidnapping, and this sort of involves a whole sort of series of events that she then has to,
And have you travelled there? Or,
Yeah, and I mean, at this time now, we're really bound close to home. I've been to Africa several times, and fell in love with it. The culture, the landscape. So the landscape in that novel is a very significant character, also in the novel.
Yeah.
That's a huge aspect, I think, when you're writing is location. The book I'm working on at the moment, fortunately, is set mainly in Melbourne, so I don't have to go too far. And I think that's the other thing about reading. You were sort of saying before how you immerse yourself in reading and immerse yourself in character. That thing that when you pick up a book, you can travel somewhere else, through your own imagination and also what the author's put on the page.
Absolutely. Hey, just briefly, how hard was it to get a deal with a publisher?
Look, it's really tough. So I won't sort of say it was easy. For some people they have a dream run and it's quite easy. So my first book came out in the early 2000s, and Australian publishing in some ways was a little bit. It was before the ebook, and so it was a little bit more traditional, and that in itself was hard enough. Although it sort of came out, but then. So The Wolf Hour, which was published in late 2018, came through much later in the, once the e-book and everything is out and that sort of there's more competition and so on there. But it is just hard anyway because a lot of people are submitting. There's a very rigorous process, I think, really, in how your manuscript is received. It's a bit of luck and it's a bit of tenacity. So I think like every writer will tell you lots of stories of their rejections. Some people, wallpaper their room with them and, you will get knockbacks. But I think it's part of that process too, of getting there.
Now, how can people get your book? Can you buy it online or is it available in stores now?
I'm published with Ellen and Unwin, and so with The Wolf Hour, and that was actually part of, my part in getting published. I have a terrific agent and she submitted it to Ellen and Unwin, and they're a great publishing house. They took it on. So you can certainly still order it. At your local bookshop and you can buy it online.
Yes. Okay, brilliant. And what's it called again, Sarah?
It's called The Wolf Hour.
The Wolf Hour, and we've just been speaking to Sarah Miles, and a lovely chat it was too. It was nice to get some insight of being an author.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks for having me on, and keep well.
All right.
Thanks so much,
Sarah. Bye, Sarah.
Okay, cheers. Bye. Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.